Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark and Christy, and we'd like to welcome you to Divine Practice. Today is May 12th, and we're really excited to be on with another great show for everybody. Today, we have a special treat that we're going to be doing, and that is we're going to do some coaching for anybody who wants to call in and get a free coaching session. You can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. So make sure to call in probably about a half an hour or so.
Yeah, and those sessions will be just live on the air right now, and then we'll just do those mini sessions. And just whatever time we have tonight, we can go over what needs to be going over.
Yeah, very exciting. As always, we'd like to give out the website so you can find out more about us and other shows on Spiritual Connections Radio. This show, of course, is Divine Practice, and we're on once a month, normally on, the second Tuesday of the month, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to go second Tuesday of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, to see more about the shows and what's coming up and what our topics are and if we're going to be interviewing somebody within a month or something like that, you can go to the website for the radio show at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And we're also really excited because me and Christy had recorded a multi-layer meditation that we're going to be sharing towards the end of the show this evening.
And just note that this is our very first rough cut, so you're getting the raw, amazing meditation cut in real love. That's going to be coming through at the end of the show.
And just remind me again, did we embed Diksha into that?
Into that one?
Yeah.
I think the Diksha's in the Ohms when we did the Ohms.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we did a lot of different things in that one, actually.
Yeah.
But we are going to be working on putting some more different meditation pieces together, maybe like guided journeys and just some healing energies with our Diksha blessings and some of the angel love that we do. So look for those to come as well. And those will be coming hopefully within the next month or so, honestly, because I think we'll have a little bit of downtime to maybe work on that in end of May, early June. So maybe even by the next show, we might have some more options available to you if you like what you're listening to at the end of this show. What do you think about that, Mark?
I think it's pretty cool. I'm trying to think, has it been a month and basically we've gone to the ashram in Nashville?
Yes.
Since the last show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you want to share with everybody kind of like what we were doing a couple weekends ago?
Well, first I think before we get onto that, why not just kind of like dive into the topic and then we can go into the ashram, because I think that has a lot to do with frustration.
Yeah. Yeah. We can definitely talk about some lessons learned and some experience and some background on some of the healing I'm going through right now.
Yeah. But some of that stuff, you know, we're not supposed to share. It's supposed to be secret forever. So we'll have to kind of tiptoe around it, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to be sharing something on the show this evening, too, which is this new thing we learned from one of the people that we love to follow, which is Matt Kahn. And that is setting intentions and opening up energy and surrendering different things in your life to, you know, maybe one of the things we want to surrender is some frustration too.
Hey, amen. Let's do it.
So I'm going to talk a little bit more in the show about something we could use in our everyday life, not only for frustration. We'll use frustration as the example, but we can also talk about how it could be used for anything that you want to kind of just hand over to the divine or whatever it is that you believe in. But we have this really cool one that I want to share first, which is called, it's kind of like this idea of before you go into any experience, let it be a classroom or a situation or
a meeting.
Yeah. And it's basically setting just a really quick phrase. And the phrase is basically this: I call on the light of the universe to work through me to make the experience incredible. Amen. And it's just really, really simple. And
you say that again, but say it slower.
Christy knows I'm just, I love rattling through stuff.
Okay.
I call on the light of the universe. Now, you could say whatever works for you. You could say, I call upon the light of my higher self. I call upon the light of God. I call on the light of the divine. I call on the light of love. I
call the light of my highest expression of me.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Mm. So basically, I call on the light of the universe to work through me and to make this experience incredible. Amen.
Mm. I like to add, like, you know, it depends on what you're feeling, but like orgasmic would be really nice too. I mean, well, imagine going into a meeting that you're kind of dreading, and then you just set the intention that, you know what, whatever happens in here, it's just going to be bliss, you know? So maybe that might take a little bit of the frustration out.
Yeah, I like that. So what is our topic for tonight?
So our topic for tonight is frustration. Our last show we did fear, and we actually did a nice a guided meditation on kind of like becoming friends with fear, actually. And I think one of the things that one of the twists that I like about divine practice and what we do together, Mark and I, is that we kind of take topics and maybe flip them a little bit and see what it might look like from a different perspective or different angle. One of my things is I love to work with shadow. So whatever shadow means for you, it just might be those darker aspects of ourselves or what some might view as negative or unevolved or ego state or this. It's got such a bad rap, you know. And for me, what I've learned is that the more that I'm able to embrace those things of myself that maybe others might deem as shadow or not positive because we're supposed to be happy all the time, I think that's pretty unrealistic, honestly. So I feel like all of these different things, fear, frustration, anger, the list goes on. They all serve a purpose. And I think that if we can actually just get to that place where we can honor those places within us and just allow them to be, then they kind of unfold and bloom and blossom into this amazing flower that otherwise we're trying to say is a weed and we need to pull it out. But so today is about frustration. So what do you want to add, Mark?
Well, you know, I always like to think about, like, what is this thing we name frustration? And to me, I think frustration is having an expectation on something that's happening in my life and my experience,
mm-hmm.
and basically finding out that it's not coming out the way I want it to.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's kind of like frustration. And I think for different parts of my life, there's a lot of times in my life because my life was out of control that I felt a need to have really high expectations to control every aspect of things. I mean, I still do that a lot in my life today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, it's interesting. I think as you find that you're, you know, trying to control more things, it's because in your life, so many things were out of control for so long. So mm-hmm. you try to micromanage every aspect of things.
And people.
And people. Mm-hmm. And I think for a big part of my life, I had a lot of disappointment, a lot of frustration with people around me because I had these really high expectations on how they should show up and what I expected, or that they would match what I am or how I show up. And you basically find out a lot of lessons in life, like, you know, you're not going to change people and they are who they are and everybody's got their own story. And you really don't know what anybody's been through because you'd have to actually walk their entire journey to be able to fully understand where they're coming from and why they do the things they do. You know, to us, we just kind of look at it as, you know, how is this impacting me? Is this because of who I am? You know, am I taking this on because I feel that this reflects on who I am? And, you know, I think we've talked about it on a number of shows, but I love going back to the four agreements that, you know, pretty much most of everything that happens has nothing to do with us, you know, when it is something where we're seeing in another individual.
Right.
So I just going back to what I was saying, I think frustration to me is having an expectation on the way I want things to be and then finding out that when that experience happens, it's not what I expected. So that's, I think, a lot of, for me, that, you know, and I find with these things, for me, I like to kind of put them in a little box and kind of put a label on them as far as like.
So that's your frustration box.
Yeah, my frustration box.
Thank you for unpacking that.
So what is frustration to you, Christy?
For me, it's a little bit different. When I have been dealing, like, lately with frustration, I don't know how to explain it in words because I feel it in my body. It's like there's an energy that's coming up, like, kind of in my stomach maybe, and my root, and it's kind of building and building. It goes goes all the way up through my chest and into my throat, and a lot of times it's where it stays. It gets stuck there. Because I think for me, frustration is that for whatever reason, I have blocked my own self from fully expressing whatever it is I need to express in the moment. I think that for me, a lot of times, maybe I'll walk away from a situation feeling very frustrated, maybe at the situation or at people, but really the reason I'm frustrated is because in that moment, I stuffed down my true heart's calling or the desire to, you know, speak my truth in a moment because I felt like, you know, everybody else, I don't want to rock the boat. Or if I say this, then it might hurt somebody's feelings. Or if I do that, you know, what are the repercussions? And that has a time and place. But I don't know, I don't want to make blanket general statements, but you know, depending on where you come from, your society, you know, we grow up in these different ways and we're taught, you know, this is how a woman behaves, this is how a man behaves and whatnot. And every culture is different. But, you know, one of the things that I was taught was that, you know, women, just be there and be nice to everybody and be a really good caretaker because that's your role, you know. And that has a place, definitely does. But when it comes to standing up and voicing and saying, this is what's important to me, I don't know that I really had a model for that. And for me, that's where a lot of my frustration comes from, is because I have these things in my heart and I have these desires that I want to fully express on this planet. But it's like, I don't know how to get there. It's like, I have this beautiful picture in my mind, like what it is I want to bring and share and evolve and just see this world and this amazing beauty. And then all of a sudden I'm back in this body. I'm like, shit, how's that all going to happen? Mm-hmm. And I just get frustrated. So the thing that I've been using with frustration actually is I've been looking at frustration as an indicator of greater things to come. So if I'm frustrated because whatever, right? Like I'm not speaking my truth, or I want to write a book and I've been sitting around on it, or all these different things. Maybe, just maybe, that frustration is actually a friend, you know, kind of knocking at my door saying, hey, guess what? There are more amazing things that are on their way, you know? So that's kind of how it comes to me.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
You know, I find as I work through my frustration, there's a couple different things that I do. One is basically to say thank you, to thank, you know, I think we talked about this before with fear.
Yeah.
You know, saying thank you to fear, you know, having an appreciation and understanding that, you know, everything is kind of divinely unfolding in your life and things are showing up for a very particular reason and really to either make you aware of something or to kind of realize where you're at or to give you some impression of where things are going. You know, I think one of the things I like to do in those things, and it's kind of hard when we say, okay, we're frustrated, you know, do I really have to be in a place of gratitude for that?
Yeah,
you know?
not the easiest thing.
You know, so we can be frustrated about the fact that we want to be thankful for it. So it's just, yeah. You know, I think the first thing I like to do, I have to be honest with you. I don't know if that's the first thing I do is say thank you for the frustration.
Yeah, just let it out. Be real. Yeah.
Sometimes
you know?
I just got to fume and then anger comes in.
I like to cuss a lot when I'm frustrated. You know, profanity, you know, just in my little box, maybe in my car when I'm by myself, I just, you know, I become a sailor. It's awesome.
So it's, you know, in that space, I think, you know, when you can come to it, maybe after the fact, in the hindsight, you can go back and say, you know, thank you, frustration, for being there. For me, I think it kind of gives me this way of really going back, and generally I have to kind of get through the experience and, you know, get the anger out of the way, whatever I'm dealing with because of the frustration. But once I'm able to do that, I think, and I think hindsight is so beautiful in so many different ways because it's such a great teacher for us to be able to look back and say, well, why was I frustrated in that situation? And I think you and I have talked about this in our relationship, that sometimes no matter what's going on, we don't really see it in the moment. You kind of have to kind of walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, we're able to frame it or give it some idea of what it was about and stuff like that. And I know for me and my journey and a lot of things that I deal with, I'm frustrated sometimes and I have no idea why. And we can have another conversation one night about, you know, why is probably not important, but...
releasing the why. Maybe.
Yeah, releasing the why, yeah. So I think, you know, as we work through these different things, being able to go back and frame it and kind of understand, well, where was the frustration? And sometimes it could be because I had expectations or I had an attachment to the way things were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because I know over the past I've had a lot of different feelings about you know, being able to, you know, deal with something I was in.
Mm-hmm.
And totally lost track of what
well,
I was
thinking
of.
Well, good, because I wanted to ask you a question, actually. So I wanted to know if it would be okay if you maybe talk a little bit about the story that's unfolded since we've come back to the ashram with your back in particular, and if any frustration, has any frustration been there with your back?
Well,
you know, because I mean, I don't know that we have time to talk about everything that went on at the ashram, but I know that whenever we came back from Tennessee, it did feel like something in me had shifted, you know, very subtly, and it was just a nicer... I don't know. It's just a nicer awakening. The energy is very soft. I already felt like I had a lot of that already, but it was great. It was a great experience. I would highly recommend it to anybody who wants to further their spiritual journey. Maybe at the end of this, or actually maybe on Divine Practice, we could give a link to the Isha site. So just, and if you had any questions, you know, you can call them and talk to them. But anyway, it's a great thing to do. But on the way back, one of the things that I noticed was Mark was having a really, really hard time participating because now we know he has a slipped disc in his back, right?
Yeah.
So he's got this bulging disc. So he was there at the ashram having to, you know, halfway participate because he's in so much pain. And then we get back, you know, it's a long weekend anyway, and poor Mark can't get up out of the bed, and now he's laying down on the floor like crying in pain, and I'm just like out like a light because I'm exhausted, you know. So that must have been frustrating. Your partner's just like snoozing and you're like crying, you know.
Yeah, you know, going back to the ashram, it was a lot of frustration. You know, I'm kind of like a person who doesn't really like asking for help.
Bingo.
And
Mr. I can do everything. And isn't that because we're afraid people are going to let us down, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, or you kind of get it. And it's funny, I think it's something that a lot of light workers have, is that we're in this space where we love helping others. You know, we basically kill ourselves to help others. But, you know, for us to turn around and say we need help or
let me put things in my body that are good for my body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me take care of me. Isn't that the thing?
Yeah. So, you know, during my time at the ashram, there was a lot of frustration about the fact that I wanted to participate. I wanted to be fully involved in the program. And I found out because I was having trouble walking at this point. My lower back was stiff. I had no idea what was going on at the time. I had been seeing a chiropractor and having some adjustments done. And what had occurred is, as we were heading towards the ashram, I started to notice that I was having numbness in my legs and I couldn't walk. So I get to the ashram and then find out that, you know, they have this big flyer you have to fill out, or this online profile where you basically say, you know, could you ride in a bus 100 miles or, you know, something like that. And it's like, you know, those answers are easy. Yeah, I can ride in a bus. That's no big deal. You know, they don't tell you, you know, can you do this, or can you stretch? Can you bend down, you know, 50 times, or, you know, can you run, you know, and participating outside games with the group and all that, you know. And I get there, and it was a real mixed weekend with a lot of frustration for me, you know, because there's this aspect where I finally knew that I had to ask for help. There wasn't any way I was going to make it through that weekend without asking for help. So I had people who would move me across the grounds, because it was quite a bit of acreage. You know, the property sits on about 1,000 acres, and we were using probably 7 or 10 acres of it.
Yeah, but here's the cool thing, that Mark had, like, top-notch all-star treatment. Like, he got to be in a little golf cart. You know, he's the first one in, first one out, take the golf cart straight up to the food line. And it was hilarious for me to watch this, because I'm like, you know, only Mark, only my Mark. And wherever we go, he's like the rock star, you know, backstage pass treatment. I was like, okay, yeah, you had a bulging disc. But, you know, hey, everybody knew who you were.
And it was kind of funny because, you know, there was times when people had to walk with me and, you know, and
hold my hand.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the things I noticed that I was so self-confident or self-conscious about was there was certain situations where, you know, there was a group and we were sitting with Sadhguru for the teaching. And basically, you know, I was carried, you know, basically with two guys on each side of me kind of helping me walk. And they take a chair and basically sit me right up front with Sadhguru. And then the rest of the group basically came in and sat around me. And so basically only me and Sadhguru are sitting there.
You're just silly.
And like everybody else is on the ground.
See,
and I'm like,
wow. Need a guru. That's what it is.
And I'm like, wow, this is like really, really uncomfortable.
Oh,
you know?
My baby. Yeah.
So, you know, but I did have to say I did get the best seat in the house.
Yeah, you did. You did, baby. You did.
But, you know, coming home and then, you know, having to go through more therapy and in more pain as I tried to move around and, you know, still, you know, kind of working through the process and stuff like that. You know, I've kind of been really frustrated because there's a part of me that just wants to be. And I know you and I were talking about this before. You know, it's funny. You know, I was kind of lazy, didn't really want to go to the gym, and kind of sit around.
Okay, can I tell that story?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, you know, this has been very trying for both Mark and I, right? So, you know, what spirit's awesome. So we're ever evolving. It was funny. Mark and I talked today. Mark said something like, you know, I feel like we continually dissolve. and then we come back together. It's like, yeah, that's kind of what it feels like. But, one of the things that I had mentioned yesterday or last night was that, you know, there's this urge, you know, I know, Mark, you feel like, you know, I want to get up and I want to do this and I want to do that. And it's only because you can't that there's this frustration, right?
Yeah.
Because you have the desire and you want to do it, but your body right now says no.
Yeah.
You have to rest. You have to take care of yourself, you know. And so then I brought up the point. I said, you know, sweetheart, what are you really doing? I mean, you go to work, you sit down. You come home, you sit down, you know. And before the back thing, guess what? That's what you did. You lived your life like that. You went to work, you were sitting down. You come home, you're sitting down. You're doing whatever. You know, so it was like that was your lifestyle. So the point I was trying to make is that that's still the same lifestyle, right? But only now, because there's this thing that's taken away, and said, my body says, no, you can't do these things. Even though you didn't do them before, now there's frustration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's interesting, you know, this all started with some of the work that I was doing with yoga in different positions. And But to me, it was really my body's way of telling me, okay, it's time for you to wake up. And, you know, we've been trying to very subtly get you to do certain things and you haven't been paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because of it, it's unfolded into having to do, learning how to do stretches, learning mm-hmm. to go for adjustments, you know. And mm-hmm. I don't know about everybody else out there, but my common life path seems to be that anything that I poo-poo comes up and comes around to prove me otherwise. And, it, you know, the one story was the time of the storage locker when I was driving around looking at storage lockers. And I was like, who would put stuff in a storage locker, you know? What a waste of money that is. And then, of course, when I moved out of...
7 years later.
7 years later, you know, after I had my stuff in the storage locker, I finally gave it to a firehouse to raise money as a donation. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, with this, I was like, I've done a couple chiropractor adjustments, but I was like, oh, my God, the last thing I want to do is have to do appointment after appointment after appointment with chiropractors. Why would I want to get stuck doing that? And here I am. I'm probably on, what, my 18th or 22nd
adjustment. No, I don't think it's that much. But probably like at least, you know, you're going on 12 probably.
Yeah.
But
so it's just like, yeah. You know, it's like, well, here it is. You know, here's an example of, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because, you know, I always tell Christy this. It's like, you know, I always joke with, boy, I would hate to see what it would be like to manage $1 million.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that somehow hasn't happened. Anything else, you know.
Silly.
So I don't know if it's cause and effect or karma or what the deal is. But,
oh, we'll just release that whole idea about karma and cause and effect. It, you know, it just is what it is. And I think that you said it beautifully. It's like, okay, your body was trying to get your attention for a long portion of your life. And, you know, and there were things that did happen, you know, from time to time. You would have a back issue or you would have this. But it was, you know, kind of subtle. You'd bounce back after a couple of days. And I remember before even going to the ashram, you know, it was actually when we were going up to see Matt and Julie up in Portland, I think, for their retreat. And I knew before we left, I was like, you need to get an adjustment because I could tell something was coming on. And you're like, hey, just give me some muscle relaxers. This has happened before. You know, I'll sleep it off after a couple of days. Well, this has been, you know, over a month now. So I think for me being, you know, your partner and seeing it from this angle, it's like, this is really a beautiful gift, you know?
Yeah.
For me, frustration is just an indication of greater things to come, you know? And so, yes, right now, maybe there's frustration. I want to get up and I want to move and I want to do these things in my life. Well, maybe, you know, your body's just saying, how bad do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how bad do you want it? And if you want it that bad, guess what? It's coming to you, you know?
Mm, that's very beautiful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you kind of talked a little bit earlier about how you deal with frustration and stuff, but you know, do you want to go into that a little bit more and kind of talk about like how is you know, how is it that you know, what does frustration feel like and how do we leverage that feeling of what's to come?
So I kind of talked about it a little bit. I'm very body sensitive, so I feel a lot of things in my body. And a lot of times I have to kind of take a breath, and Mark has kind of helped me to, you know, is that really yours? Is that what you're really feeling? Or is that the collective? Or is that somebody else? Or is that, you know, and so I am kind of working through that. But at the same time, I'm of the philosophy that, you know, we're all one. So whatever I feel, you know, maybe there is somebody else out here there on the planet that's feeling that same way too. And if I can be in a place of surrendering, you know, to that feeling and then embracing it and then just loving that aspect of myself. I like to imagine that I do that as a practice, as a healing practice, not only for myself, but for the entire planet, for anybody else that's hurting and in those places, because I just have such this deep connection, you know, to all of us that even though that maybe we're in this part of the world or that part of the world, or we don't have interactions that we desire, or we wish we had interactions, you know, that's a big, huge support system or something like that. A lot of my life was spent in isolation, you know, just because I was so afraid. I was really just afraid of humans in general, but I guess with good reason. But I've learned that it's okay for me to come out and just and share my heart, you know? And I have another good friend that just says, you know what, you know, universe, just destroy me. You know, I'm just going to love and just go ahead, destroy me. She's really awesome. And she told me too, she said, you know, we're all going to the same place. You know, it's not a race. Mm-hmm. We're all going to get there. So why not just, you know, enjoy the journey? But that's a lot easier said than done. So life is a process. And for me in particular, frustration, I'll just give a simple example. You know, for a while, you know, before you came along, Mark, I was a single mom, you know,
mm-hmm.
two young girls. And after the divorce and just, you know, managing the household by myself. And it was very overwhelming and frustrating because, you know, everything fell to me. It was after the divorce, it was better for everybody. But then all of a sudden I had to learn how to do everything by myself, you know. And one of the things that it just sticks with me is I just want to be the best mom that I can possibly be to my girls. And so it would frustrate me when I wasn't able to give them what they needed in the moment, you know. And one of the things that I had to learn to do for me was just to explain to them that, you know, honey, I love you and I wish I could do that for you right now, but I can't, you know, just to say I can't. And that I know that that must be hard for you, but I'll do my best and maybe we can do that tomorrow. And it, you know, just saying that out loud, it sounds really, really simple, right? Just like, no, can't do that. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. But for me, it was so profound to know that I don't have to meet the needs of every single person in every single moment, that it's okay for me to say, I can't do that, you know, like I can't do that. And I think that was my frustration, was thinking that in all the time of my life, you know, everybody's needs come first before me, you know, and I have to meet the needs of everyone. And if I don't, somehow I'm failing, you know, the universe or something. So frustration helped me to know it's like an indicator, a marker of, okay, why am I frustrated? What's happening here? What is this thought form that's bringing this frustration up to my forefront, you know? And if the thought form is I have to be everything to everyone, well, can I release that thought form, you know? Can I say, you know what? I am enough just as I am, you know? And I know that no matter what, I'm a perfect, perfect individual. I'm a beautiful soul, and I'm here on this planet for a reason that maybe I don't understand right now, but is beyond my comprehension, you know? And I just love it. I love it. Yeah.
No, thank you for sharing that. That was a beautiful story.
Mm-hmm.
Such a healing word and feeling in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and just take a quick little break, let you know that if you want to call in, we're going to be taking callers in a minute to give you a free coaching session, and that's at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663, so feel free to call in.
And those sessions are on the air during the show,
yep.
And we're excited. I think we have a caller.
Do we?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you hold on just a second. We'll take you in about, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So feel free to start calling in. We'll be able to take a couple of different callers. And that number is, if you're looking at your, excuse me, if you're looking at your player window where the radio show is playing from, the phone number's right on there too. So because we're sharing a microphone, we don't have the ability to screen you. So we'll be kind of calling you by your last four digits of your phone number when we bring you on the air. We apologize for that, but we don't have an engineer, and we're kind of doing this between the two of us. So
yeah.
We'll just bring you on the air right away, and you can ask your question, and me and Christy will kind of give you whatever comes to us as far as whatever you're going through. Maybe you want to talk about some of the frustration you've experienced in your life.
Yeah, definitely.
So we also want to let you know that if you want to give some suggestions on the radio show, some topics, or want to ask us some questions off the air and stuff, you can send an email to Christy and I at info@divinepractice.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, practice.com. So feel free to drop us an email. We always want to hear from you, love to hear from you. If you want us to pray for you or send you blessings or anything like that,
We're actually doing that right now. Right now, it just came through that there is a call and desire for prayer and blessings. And we always embed this in our shows, and it actually comes through as a vibration through our voices. And maybe you can feel it because we all have our own unique resonance on this planet. And Mark's gift and my gift is to share our resonance with those around us and those who would just like to be lifted up by it, you know, and to help one another in whatever way that might look like. And we really are here to let you know that there are so many people and beings, and just I just could go on and on and on, that surround us. You know, that may not be noticeable to our physical eyes, but for those of us that are energetically sensitive, you know, perhaps we feel them, you know. Sometimes we can see different images. For me, I can see sometimes rustlings, you know. I get messages all the time. Sometimes it's auditory. Sometimes it's a fragrance. Sometimes it's a scent. Maybe it's a song on the car, you know. And a lot of times we grow and we think to just kind of dismiss those things. But, you know, they're gifts. They're just huge, amazing gifts. And when we're able just to see those small little miracles in each of the moments of our lives, you know, then we begin to allow ourselves to open up and flower. And sometimes it feels so hard. And I often think about, you know, the flower, right? That's in this tight, tight bud. And I wonder if when the flower's in this bud, if it's frustrated, you know what I mean? It's like it's cramped. It's like, gosh, why I'm in this tight bud? I just want to explode. I want to just show the world all my beautiful colors. And I want to just be me, you know? So maybe this idea of frustration is a universal one, you know, that we can just use as an indicator of just more amazing things to come. How does that feel?
It feels good. Yeah, thank you. So we're waiting for some callers to dial in. We had one caller that was there but dropped off, so feel free to call in again. We'd love to take your call. I do want to share with you something that trying to figure out if I still have it up or not. It's probably hiding. Let's see. Looking for it. There it is. So I wanted to share with you something that we learned from Matt Kahn. His stuff is up on YouTube. It's MattKahn. Yeah. And his recent one is some of the stuff that I've been sharing with you this evening. And I'm going to phrase this intention. It's something you could do every morning. And I'm going to use the word frustration in the example, but you could basically plug in anything that's going on in your life, including anything that you're looking to have guidance from or to allow the universe to work through you. So this is basically the same template that you can use for anything you want. You could use it every morning or before you go into any situation. And we use frustration as the example. I accept that I don't know how to deal with the frustration or the experience I'm having right now. So I call on the universe to work through me, to speak every word, to make every choice, to orchestrate every action, to manifest every outcome in line with my soul's highest wisdom and reality, for the well-being of all that I am now, and so it is. So you could basically get that off of his new video. It's free up on YouTube. He's got a lot of the good examples, and he actually talks about trying to think what his topic was this month that was on there. He was talking about was it the shadow? Mm-hmm. It had to do with resistance. Oh my goodness. We had this thing from studying with him that he basically says that if you can't remember something, it's because you've already integrated it.
Yeah,
so,
I like that.
I like that. So you could basically use anything you want. You could say, I accept and I don't know how to find a new job, or I don't know how to work through the relationship, or I don't know how to work with my children, or I accept that I don't know how to deal with the anger I have or the addiction I have. You know, you can basically plug in anything you want. I accept that I don't know how to be a certain way, or to show up a certain way, or to have a certain experience in my life, such as I don't know. I accept that I don't know how to have joy in my life, or, you know, something along those lines. And then the rest of it is pretty much always the same, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let me go through that again, and I'll use another example.
So when you go through this time, can we do something like you would say the bits and then I'll repeat them? So like if you're listening along, then you could repeat with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll slow it down and I think help to integrate as well if you feel inclined.
I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So this, and as you do this and say this, as these words, whatever is said, that you can either plug in what you want or you can use what we do, and it'll basically integrate and help you in your life and whatever you're dealing with. So mm-hmm. I accept that I don't know how to.
That I don't know how to.
To have more joy in my life.
Have more joy in my life.
To have more happiness in my life.
To have more happiness in my life.
How to be in the moment.
How to be in the moment.
To have more love surround me.
To have more love surround me.
To work through the healing issues that I'm experiencing in my life.
To work through the healing issues I'm experiencing in my life.
How to have more cash abundance in my life.
How to have more cash abundance in my life.
So I call on the universe.
I call on the universe.
To work through me.
To work through me.
To speak every word.
To speak every word.
To make every choice.
To make every choice.
To orchestrate every action.
To orchestrate every action.
To manifest every outcome.
To manifest every outcome.
In line with my soul's highest wisdom.
In line with my soul's highest wisdom.
And reality.
And reality.
For the well-being of all.
For the well-being of all.
That I am now.
That I am now.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Amen.
Aho.
And so it is.
And so it is. Oh, that's awesome.
This is really beautiful.
Thank you.
So you can basically use that with anything you want and anything that comes to you. Basically, when you get to a point in your life where you don't know how to deal with something, or you have too many choices, or you just feel lost, or you basically have been doing it for a long time and basically not seeing any results in your life. The idea is basically surrender to this. And it's interesting because I, you know, for me wanting to control so many different aspects of my life, I kind of worked through this and I said to make every choice, to orchestrate every action, to manifest every outcome. It's like, well, where's my free choice in that? Where's my free will, you know? And I guess, you know, the teaching and everything that's coming from this is to realize that because we're so powerful, we have the ability to call forth our own power, but we can't really do it indirectly. We have to do it by surrendering and allowing the divine or a higher aspect of ourselves to manifest through ourselves and mm-hmm. to really kind of just step out of the way of trying to figure out how we think it's going to work.
Right, right.
I think lots of times in life you know what you know and you know what you don't know, but trying to figure out you know what's going to work or not going to work, you know, really comes down to just surrendering and allowing something unfold. And I think the divine, your higher self, whatever you want to call it, really does see solutions where you don't. And with that, you ready to take a caller?
I would be honored and blessed.
All right. So we apologize ahead of time that we have to announce you as caller ending in 0909. You are on the air. Do you want to talk about frustration or do you have a coaching question for us?
Actually, what I'd like to do is just listen for a while, if that's fine.
Oh, that's fine.
We'll come back. We're going to actually do a nice little meditation for everybody. And while we're doing that, I'm going to put you on hold, and then we'll come back afterwards and see if you have any questions and stuff like that. So we'll be right back to you in a little bit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and put the caller on hold. And if you want to call and ask any questions, you can call 646-716-9663. And you want to talk about what we're going to put on for everybody? We had some fun putting this together.
Yeah, so what we're going to do now is Mark and I have worked together to collaborate and make this multi-layered track for just a short, like, I only think it's a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it's only a couple minutes.
It's only a couple minutes. So just kind of came to us like, hey, let's play around and see what we can do together. I like those things when we do that.
Yeah.
So for this meditation that we're going to do, just know that it's our very first rough cut, and we're happy to share it with you. And so before we begin, though, maybe if you're able to get into a place to where you can just be relaxed and maybe set in a soft position, or if you like to have your spine erect, or maybe if you're laying down, you know, definitely not while you're driving a car, though. And then just kind of like close your eyes and slow your breath down. I think that's one of the things that helps to shift the gears in my body, is just to allow the breath to kind of soften and slow down, and then deepen. And then as I inhale through the nose, I allow my belly to become full. And then I just relax my jaw and relax my shoulders. And just allow myself to kind of get ready to be in a space of healing.
Mm.
What do you think?
Feels good. So with that, being the techie, I'll just talk for a second and say that it took 3 recordings put together that actually made what we're going to play for you now. So I hope you enjoyed as much as we did. And with that, we'll go ahead and play this for you. And then after we come back, we'll... make sure you're all grounded and everything before we take some callers.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So here we go. Listen to the rain. The rain's thick. As you hear it, it takes you deeper and deeper relaxed, allowing your breath to flow in and out very gently.
Allowing ourselves to ground down and open up. Feeling the vibrations of healing energy as we let go and release all that holds us, restricts us, constrains us, feeling it move and shift out of our bodies. With each breath, we allow ourselves to slow down, gently sending love, peace, and healing to all that we are, holding ourselves, witnessing ourselves become more than we ever thought we could ever be.
With every sound, allowing your chakras to clear and balance, all your energy bodies to come into alignment, balancing your male and your female side of your energy. As we come forward and ground ourselves back into the present, as we listen to the rain stick, we're brought back into the space where we're sitting as one. I know we enjoyed putting that together so much. It was funny, I was kind of spinning and vortexing as I was listening to it.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we'll do is we'll give a little bit longer intro and a little bit longer grounding part, you know. But definitely, if you enjoyed that, there will be more to come. And just if you're still in that space, just allowing the energies just to fully integrate into our bodies and just helping wherever maybe it needs to go, you know. That's the wonderful thing about this is that we don't have to think about it. We don't have to direct anything. We can just allow ourselves to be and to open up and to receive. And I think one of the beautiful things that Mark spoke about tonight was just coming to a place of being able to receive, you know, being able to receive help and open up to people, you know. And I think that a lot of my frustration has been that I've shut that option down, you know, because I felt like I can't receive because maybe I'm not good enough, you know. Maybe I don't deserve it. Maybe someone else needs it more than me. So all of these things, all these programs that have just come up, you know, just allowing ourselves just to notice them and just to say hello to them. And then just to saying, thank you. Thank you for being there, you know. Thank you for helping me in a time when I needed it. And I appreciate you. I do. And right now, we're going to grow to be something even more than we've ever been. And I think that's why I love frustration so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, frustration's been an interesting teacher for me, not always so nice. But I do come back afterwards and say thank you, and even if I can't do it in the moment, because I can only do what I can in whatever situation I'm in, and realizing that's who I am.
And I think one of the things that Mark does, and maybe a lot of us do this, is, you know, we have this concept of what does it mean to be a spiritual being? You know, what does it mean to be on this earth walking our divine path, you know? So maybe it looks like we have this idea of, well, I'm supposed to be like this and this and this all the time, you know? So if I get angry or if I get frustrated or if I do this, oh, my vibration must be low, you know? Oh, my ego is coming. I need to shut down my ego or something. But, you know, maybe we just look at that and say that, you know, we're here on this planet to have a human experience. And the human experience includes all of it. And, yeah, there are parts of it that, you know, are not that fun. But there are parts of it that are beautiful and amazing. And one of the things that has helped me is that I just look at and know that each moment of my life is a moment. And it's going to go by. It's going to pass. And then there will be another moment. So maybe I'm in an ecstatic joy in this moment. But if I'm in a place where I can be okay with letting that go, then it's just like this surrender happens. And maybe if I'm in anger or if I'm in frustration, maybe just coming to a place within me that says, you know what? Right now, I'm really frustrated, and I don't know why. And I give it to the universe, and I say, work through me, you know, work through me. And then that's what we do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Let's go check with our caller, see if she's got a question. Otherwise, I have a healing prayer. Well, actually, I'll do the healing prayer afterwards anyways. All right, you're back on the air again. Do you have a question, or do you want to talk about frustration, or what would you like to do?
I would just like to listen. I enjoy the meditation, and I think I'll enjoy the rest of the show, too.
Excellent. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, and thanks for being on the spot, because we don't have a place to screen, so we really appreciate your patience with us.
Excellent.
No,
so we're going to put you on hold.
Thank you.
Okay, so this kind of came to me, and I thought it would be a lot of fun for us to kind of go through a healing prayer.
Okay.
And the idea behind this is saying to people a lot of the different things, and maybe I can make it very simple about me just saying things I like to hear for myself.
Oh, I like this one. I like this one a lot. I'm glad we're sharing it.
So what I'm going to do is I'll go ahead and say something, and uh-huh. then you basically say something, and we'll go back and forth for a little bit.
Okay.
And we sent this out not only to ourselves or what we call the inner child inside of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
But we also send this out to everybody who's listening or anybody who's going to listen to this replay. And our replays are all our shows and our interviews that we've done and everything are up on Blog Talk Radio under Spiritual Connections. So if you go up there, you'll see the great interview we did with Garnet Schuhauser about his book.
Yeah, very fabulous book. Yeah.
Yeah. And we have our friend Jerry Gavin, who has his books, Messages from Margaret, How He Channels an Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have him on sometime this summer. We're just trying to track him down. He's in between books right now, so he's very busy. And we've done a show on fear, and today's our show on frustration.
Yeah.
And we will see what comes up for next month as far as what we're going to do.
Yeah.
So I'll go ahead and get started, and we just want to send this out to all of you as a way of healing and sending all kinds of great energy to all out to you for whatever it is that you need in your life and sending many blessings of love and energy.
And one of the other things I just want to add before we begin, Mark, is that whenever you hear these words, just allow them to just kind of wash over you. And also, too, if you like certain bits or certain parts call to you more than others, one practice I would highly suggest would be for you to stand in front of a mirror, maybe in your bathroom, and just look yourself in the eyes and then say these words to yourself.
I love you.
You are beautiful.
I forgive you.
You are forgiven.
You are such a big part of my life.
You are so amazing.
You do belong.
You are safe.
Everything you do is good enough.
You are a miracle walking on this planet.
You are healthy.
You are love.
You are full of cash abundance.
You are joy.
You have the right to have the feelings you have.
You are protected.
You have the right to be angry in certain situations in your life.
You are exciting.
It is okay to have joy and happiness in your life.
You are safe to be seen.
There's nothing that you can't overcome.
The world is your friend.
You are never alone.
You are never alone.
I love you.
I love you.
You're surrounded by beings of light and energy and angels that are always with you.
You are an angel.
You are more powerful than you're willing to admit.
The universe is full of miracles, surprise, and abundance.
It's funny how sometimes you think you're smaller when you really are as big as light.
You are everything.
You are the divine.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for that. And with that, we wanted to say thank you for being here on the show this evening. We so much enjoy being able to share ourselves and the love that we have for all of you and to share our life experiences and what comes guided to us during the show. And you've been listening to Divine Practice with Christy and Mark. We're on once a month. And you can find out more about our show by going to spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, anything else in closing?
I would just like to say thank you for our very amazing caller and for your patience. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And make sure any of those who aren't able to make the show live, enjoy the replay, you know, because the energy is embedded here forever.
And we do take that Diksha blessing and send it out to everybody who's been listening to the show or anybody who listens to the replays. We always love to hear from you, so feel free to drop us an email at info@divinepractice.com. And with that, we will say goodnight.
Say goodnight.
We love you.
Love you.